It wasn't a good week for New York fans. The Dallas Cowboys ruined Queen Latifah's national anthem.
Who knew she could sing like that?
I did not know she could sing.
I was going to say that.
What do you watch?
Hey, I know she can sing.
She's been singing for years.
Really?
Yes.
God.
With the Cowboys had a dominant performance over the Giants in New York on 9/11. Boy, that was you want to talk about a tragedy.
That wasn't on 9/11.
Oh, yes, it was. Well, it was for the Giants, bro. It was for the Giants. Trust me.
Lou, did the Cowboys put the NFC on notice with their defense, you son of a bitch?
Yeah, absolutely. Most dominant unit in football. Better than that. Like, they run a stat during that game and said the most trustworthy play is the Dallas defense against a third down when you got a pass. Love it. Michael Parsons, the most dominant player on that side of the ball. Y'all were mentioning other people earlier. I'm not sure why. As long as Dak Prescott cannot piss it down his leg, then we should be good.
Shelton, how did the Cowboys offense do on Sunday night?
They were terrible. They were awful. This game was
the Cowboys offense was terrible?
Yeah. This game was more about the ineptitude of the Giants and the misfortune of having Daniel Dimes, who's robbing the NFL and robbing them Giants owe their money than it is about that and what he did. That he had, I think he completed less than 50% of his passes. I need to look back and see.
Something like that.
It was something crazy. And they really had, he didn't have to do anything.
They throw no picks.
That's what you want.
Yeah,
though.
He didn't throw a pick.
That's what you want.
That's not the reason. But how often is that going to happen?
That's the reason that we got rid of Kellen Moore, because Kellen Moore wouldn't let Dak not do anything. Let the defense win the game.
But you're
not need him to go throw four picks and let them come back in the
game. But you're not going to play Daniel Jones every week.
I'm going to play Zach Wilson next week, and it's going to be fine.
There you go.
until we got to do something, it's cool.
And that's the reason why I hate that Rodgers injury, bro. We was about to see a lot of good football.
That was the problem with Kellen Moore. Kellen Moore was trying to do too much, trying to turn Dak into this number one passer or whatnot. Hey, man, if we up by 30, I don't need you throwing the ball. And that's what they did a good job of. Let the defense win the game.
But when he did throw the ball, he wasn't connecting with nobody. I'll tell you that.
You have to. He up 40.
I'll tell you that.
How you feel about
who
that game?
Who did Jalen Hurts connect with?
We're going to get to that later. FIFA, what you think about the game?
The defense looked good. Michael Parsons looked good.
Great.
But at the end of the day, you know, last season them boys slowed down, especially when they were not playing on turf. So we'll see how, you know, it's a long season. It's only week one. We'll see how the longevity of this defense holds up. Mm-hmm. You know, it's football, so injuries do happen. We'll see what happens and how they manage that. But to Shelton's point, I agree with, bro, that offense is extremely concerning, because here's the thing. You don't have to have a dominating offense or a dominating defense, but you have to be pretty efficient on either side of the ball, if not both sides of the ball, if you're going to be a serious contender. And that's why the Cowboys, I can't trust them. Because, yeah, defense looks good now, and they're a fast defense. Are they going to be able – because last year they wore down. Is that going to happen again? Mm-hmm. So that's a question. I think that's a very legit question. And then – you know, with the season that Dak had last year and the start to this season, that's very concerning. I don't know if that offense gets over the hump. I don't know how hot the seat is for Mike McCarthy.
Very hot. Very. It's on fire.
You know,
this has to be a
y'all boys traded for Trey Lance. It might be Trey area down there in Dallas.
Trey Lance and Deion, if they don't do what they supposed to do with Mike McCarthy and Dak Prescott.
They're both going to have to get up.
America's team, both of them going to be gone. But no, I mean, I see what you're saying, because I was watching the game as a fan too. The offense wasn't great. But again, I was happy to see them not taking too many dumb risks down the field, throwing the ball downfield, not running the ball when they were ahead. That was the biggest problem with Kellen Moore's offense, taking too many dumb chances. And Dak Prescott's not a quarterback that can take advantage of stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You got to make him play within a system. So I think as the season goes, like you said, it's week one, he'll get more comfortable with Mike McCarthy calling plays and the offense will look better, because we got better receivers too.
You better pray, because I'm telling you.
I'm worried about the running game. I ain't going to lie.
That running game is really – I was going to say the same thing. Yeah, that's concerning, because you don't have a number one back.
I'm worried about the running game and the linebackers.
Tony Pollard.
He can't carry.
He might give you
18 carries.
Yeah, he better.
I
got to
get you 25, 30 carries.
He's not gonna pound that rock. Shout out to Stephon Gilmore, too, my homie.
Giants had a great, phenomenal first drive up until the red zone.
until they got that kick blocked.
Yeah. Well, to me, it was just like, it was like they were about to score. Then they had the false start. Then they had the bad snap. And then the blocked field goal. It was like, from there, it just went downhill, went to hell. I do still believe that Daniel Jones will take a jump from last year to this year. He has to. He has to throw more than 15 touchdowns this year.
You don't believe that.
Okay. It's,
why?
It's,
you don't believe it.
Because it's just, he has nowhere to go but up.
Think about the defense. 15,
he can get 18.
He can get 18. That's what I'm saying. That's up. My thing is, that's what I'm expecting. Facing the Cowboys in week one was nuts. You know what I'm saying? That's the best, arguably the best defense outside the 49ers.
No. Best defense in the league.
No, arguably.
Best defense in the league.
Outside of the 49ers, the best defense. Just because on all levels. I ain't got no linebackers. I gave a fuck about.
You don't have no linebackers. That's what scares me the most.
Yeah.
No,
so, that's why they and well no nah,
like next week if the Jets are able to run the ball, it could be a trap game because we won't have nobody to stop and run.
We don't have that for the picks, but that's an interesting take. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I with the Giants, I gotta see the next 3 weeks because right now I realize that they could arguably probably be the worst, one of the worst teams in the league if this continues to be as far as their offensive line. That's how they hold.
You think
up.
They had the worst performance in week one?
No. I think the Steelers had one of the worst performances. But we're going to get to that because we're going to the third quarter. This is where we're about to do our weekly picks. Last week, I'll do a recap. We picked Detroit KC, Cincinnati Cleveland, Buffalo Jets, Miami Chargers, and we got the results. The lead dog in week one, Kenneth B. Inge.
Oh, wow. How about
3-1.
Hey, okay.
Tied for second is between FIFO, myself, and Lou. Sheldon, you was the runt of the whole pack at 1-3.
He did lead off season last season, though.
Yeah, I'm glad his punk ass losing too.